This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization on Friday announced that 12 million cases of the new coronavirus had been recorded in total and warned that the number of people infected had doubled in the last 6 weeks. WHO Health Emergencies Program Executive Director Mike Ryan says everyone has a role to play in beating the disease.
It's going to require a huge investment in sustained public health effort and a massive investment in community empowerment and the capacity of us as individuals in our communities to act and to stay safe.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus cited Italy and South Korea when saying that there are examples from around the world that have shown that even if an outbreak is intense, it can be brought under control. However, he also warned that it's not only COVID-19 that threatens lives and livelihoods, but other diseases such as measles, polio, and malaria that all thrive when immunization is paused and supply chains for medical supplies are interrupted. President Donald Trump is continuing to threaten federal funding to schools if they do not reopen this fall. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president tweets virtual learning has been terrible compared to in-person classes and schools must be open. He writes, if not open, why would the federal government give funding? It won't. The White House has been citing the American Academy of Pediatrics in a press to reopen schools. The Academy is now pushing back against the president's funding threats. In a joint statement with national education unions and a superintendent's group, it says withholding money from schools